egoísmo que está comigo. Moça, tu és tão sexy. Diz-me que és dançar comigo. Por esse andar e com esse clima, fica embaixo e tu em cima. Tás à vontade, podes guiar. Seduzis-me com esse teu charme. Quero fazer muito amor, ouvir aquilo que tu dizes. Nem que seja o mundo todo, dou-te tudo que pedis. Eu não estou apaixonado, é algo muito parecido. Ficas bem que eu sou tua saia, mas estavas melhor comigo. Estabilizaste o meu sistema. Gostei de ver o package, essa miúda é tão completa. Sempre que nós falamos, mostra que tem bem cabeça. No dia que assentar, vai ser contigo de certeza. Vai ser contigo de certeza. Moça, tu és tão sexy. Diz-me que és dançar comigo. Moça, tu és tão sexy. Diz-me que és dançar comigo.
You're an international now connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola you learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.au. Global connection. The RNA International presents now its daily edition in English.
Hello, dear listeners and internet users. Welcome once again to your daily English broadcast on RNA International. And today's edition is being brought to you by Fernandes, bringing you the sound operator, João Paulo de Souza is the chief editor, Daniel Kekesh, Rebecca Neander, Gonçalo Agostinho, a.k.a. Lito Chuva, Carlos Júlio, and of course me, your host, Ednazia da Gama. And for today's lineup, we'll first be bringing to you our first news flash of today's edition. They'll be followed by markets and business. They'll be followed by Portal Angola. They'll be followed by our news bulletin. They'll be followed by Angola Current Affairs. They'll be followed by Techno Angola. And to finalize our last news flash of today's edition. And for now, dear listeners, as usual, let's stay in the company of our first news flash of today's edition. Daniel Cash will be bringing to us our first news flash. She's already here by my side, so stand in the company of our first news flash of today's edition.
A parliament delegation led by Deputy Luisa Damião is in Norway to participate in the city parliamentary conference on population 2024 in Oslo. The event is being co-organized by the Norwegian government, the parliament, and the United Nations Fund for Population. On the other hand, members of the National Assembly are participating at the first world meeting on good practice for implementing artificial intelligence in parliaments. The event is being held in Brasilia, in the Federative Republic of Brazil, and is organized by the Inter-Parliamentary Union through the Center of Innovation in Parliament in collaboration with the Chamber of Deputies of Brazil. The Faculty of Economy is holding the 8th Technical Scientific Conference meant to discuss issues related to policies aimed at promoting socio-economic growth in Angola. The event that is to close tomorrow also includes panels with themes such as business strategies for economic sustainability, Angolan financial system and sustainable development, the contribution of accounting and auditing to the smooth functioning of the countries, and human capital and sustainable development. In another story, 35 members of the civil society organizations are attending a workshop on local government and electoral monitoring. The event is being organized by the South African Foundation Democracy Works Foundation. And beyond the borders, to say that Malian authorities issued a decree banning political parties' activities amid calls on the ruling army junta to organize elections. The announcement was made by the government spokesperson on state television. Abdoulaye Maiga said the ban on political activity was made in the interest of maintaining public order. Well, that's all for the news flash.
News flash. Well, thank you, Danielle Kakesh. So, dear listeners, that was our news flash of today's edition. And for now, of course, let me offer you guys the best we got here on the RNA International. There is good music and good incredible music, of course. Staying in the company of some music to liven up a little bit of Thursday. And, of course, after that, we'll be back to offer you guys much more.
Ding dong.
Oh, pai, eu também não estou a acreditar. Hoje em dia estamos todos bem. As ruas estão nos alimentar.
RNA Internacional, um sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.ao. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International, les alliés consanguins Angola na Mokili Mobimba. Les alliés n'ont pas cité. Contactez la www.rna.au. Les alliés connexion globale. Ma campagne sur Bapona et Kulangola, l'Andango Awana RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale. Amigo, não.
agora. Fala comigo. Se alguma coisa eu lhe fiz, por favor, vem falar comigo. Por favor, fala comigo. Hoje tens uma lição. Hoje tens uma lição.
Oh, amigo.
Hoje tens uma lição.
Oh, amigo.
Hoje yo. Tens uma lição.
Fala comigo, mano, tudo o que tu queres dizer. Ou será que já esqueceste que eu sou você? O meu amor por ti é grande, mano, acredite. Dignifique tudo o que passamos juntos.
Eu, príncipe,
o camundongo, teu brada, camundongo.
Ai, sem preconceito, o meu samba já venceu. sou eu. Ai, quem diria,
ai, quem diria,
tanto de cá. Ai, que poesia,
sempre é magia,
magia. É desta vez que vão dançar,
é desta vez que vão dançar de ti.
O samba vão riscar
sem parar. É desta vez que vão bailar, é se calhar.
Dessa vez, dessa vez.
Vão parar.
Ai, vão, vão.
Ai, vão falar.
É desta vez que vão dançar sem parar.
Sem parar. Ai, vão. Ai, vão.
É desta vez que vão parar.
RNA Internacional, o sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está a conectar.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.ao. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International. Les allées consangissa angolana mokili mobima. Les allées n'ont pas cité. Kotaka kana www.rna.au. Les allées connexion globale. Makambo nyonso oyo lingoye bapona ekola ngola. Lande ango awa na RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
Ese amor me faz tão bem, tu és a genial.
CNA Internacional, o sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries, English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.au. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International. Les allées consangissa angolana mokili mobima. Les allées n'ont pas cité. Kotaka kana www.rna.au. Les allées connexion globale. Makambo nyonso oyo lingoye bapona ekola angola. Lande ango awa na RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
Well, so that's the way we started our Thursday, you know, with this good vibe, those good music playing here on your English broadcast. You know, it is what it is. We're always doing it about, like, thinking about you to offer you the best on the other side. So we've been enjoying the great music or the great voices of Eddie Dusan, as well as the great music of Didika featuring Ivan Alexei, and as well as the great and amazing voice of Yola Araújo featuring Punidor. You know, yeah, to leave an app a little bit on Thursday. Oh, let me tell you, know, one of our followers, like, told me, oh, it has been a while that you don't congratulate us anymore, like, people completing another birthday. Yeah, for real, it's really been a while. I'm always forgetting. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry for you, dear listeners on the other side. You know, let me then congratulate everyone, or each and every one of our listeners on the other side, completing another birthday. Happy birthday to each and every one of you guys. May God bless you all with too much money, love, health, success. You know, I wish you guys all the best, like, everything of good, you know, for you guys, like, positive vibes, positive energy. It's what I offer to you guys now. It's what I transmit to you guys over that side. It's what I wish you guys. So happy birthday to each one of you guys. And I'm so sorry for the others who have always been forgetting to congratulate you guys on your birthday. So sorry, guys. Happy birthday for everyone completing another birthday today. So let's move forwards now. It's time now for us to be in the company of our Fast Magazine of today's edition. That is Markets and Business. Yes, it's time for us to be uptight and actualized about, you know, what's going around in the through our Angolan economy and much more. So stay in the company of Markets and Business. And of course, after that, your girl will be back with much more to entertain and inform, you know, a little bit of each and everything. So stay on the company Markets and Business. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Market and Businesses, the developments of our economy.
Hello and welcome to Markets and Businesses, a program focused on Angola economic development. The exchange rate in Angola, 1 euro is being purchased for 905 kwanzas and sold for 969 kwanzas, and 1 US dollar is being purchased for 832 kwanzas and sold for 849 kwanzas. Now, Brent crude oil, which is Angola's reference bond bar, is being sold for $90. Angolans living overseas praise Benguela tourism potential. The potential of the province of Benguela in terms of tourism, fishing, salt production and infrastructure was praised this week by Angolans living abroad. The delegation made up of 36 Angolans residing in Belgium, Switzerland, Germany, Portugal, Morocco and Spain were received by the provincial governor of Benguela, Luis Nunes, also highlighted the modernization process of the Lobito Corridor, the construction of the refinery, as well as the collection of the National Archaeology Museum and the tourist charm of Praia Morena Blonde Beach, also deserved praise from visitors. On behalf of the delegation, Lucas Mateus highlighted the national and international interest in Benguela, given the existing potential.
The United Kingdom's Minister of State for Climate, Environment and Energy, Richard Binion, stated this week that Lobito Port has infrastructure that is up to challenges to make all the activities to be developed in the Lobito Corridor successful. Richard Binion also assured that the United Kingdom government is interested in giving full support to the Lobito Corridor project due to its relevant impact on economic development and the value chain. The United Kingdom spent $500 million on the development of infrastructure in the Lobito Corridor. Now, the Minister of Transport, Ricardo Villegas Dabreu, stated this week as well that the dynamization and expansion of national cabotage necessarily requires greater investment in the sector. The government official was speaking virtually from the country's capital, Luanda, at the fifth roundtable of the Angola Ports Association, which took place in the city of Soyo, province of Zaire. He stressed that more investments are needed in the acquisition of vessels, the training of staff, adoption of modern and sustainable technologies to improve the quality of services provided and protect marine resources. He highlighted on the occasion the progress made by North Cabotage, which covers the Luanda Cabinda Soya routes and vice versa in the last 2 years, and therefore called for these performance to be replicated in the cabotage in the South of Cabotage. And we're now having a conversation with Mr. Pietro Toigo, who is the representative of AFDB here in Angola. So how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
All right, good. So what are the main pillars that support the cooperation between the AFDB and the Angolan government?
So we are in the process of writing our new strategy that will frame our work in Angola for the next 5 years. Because we are quite advanced in the process already, I can already give a sense of where we are. And we're not very far away from where we were for the past 5 years. The first area that we agree with the government to work on is the one of economic diversification. And in the context of economic diversification, we have selected agriculture and agribusiness, so the agriculture value chain, as the key driver for the next 5 years of Angola's economic growth, poverty reduction, and economic diversification. Within this area, we intend to look at the whole value chain. So from production, provision of inputs, but a very strong emphasis on industrialization and processing. So ensuring that more and more value is created in Angola out of agricultural products and not exported role. And we intend to work on enablers of this process, which is access to finance, skills, and entrepreneurship, that are the key elements that would support a functioning agricultural value chain.
And how much has the AFDB supplied to Angola under its financing program up to now?
So at the moment, we have about $1 billion in active projects, just above $1 billion. Looking forward, I expect that amount to increase cumulatively. Why? Because in the past 3 years, we didn't lend between 2020 and 2022 due to some internal reasons. 2023 marks our return to lending with an amount of around $220 million. And we expect that amount to keep growing over time. So we think our portfolio will be expanding significantly in Angola. Let me just add very quickly, because there is another area where we're going to work beside agriculture, and that is sustainable infrastructures. And sustainable infrastructure is specifically the energy sector, the water and sanitation sector, and increasingly, as we know, and some of our listeners are probably in Zambia, and they will know about the Lobito Corridor, So we also want to work in the big multimodal logistic corridors that Angola is beginning or is continuing to develop.
Are you providing any support to cocoa producers in Cabinda province?
We are indeed. We are indeed. We do that through a line of credit, and we do that through aggregators. So it's much easier to support larger entities that manage to then outreach to the small producers, aggregate, and as I was saying before, create value through drying and processing of cocoa.
And how is the project so far? How is the project doing?
Well, it's a project that started relatively slowly, mostly due to some design issues. But we're very glad to know that it's picking up in speed. Some of the important activities like infrastructures are also coming online. And we certainly have expanded significant support to small producers, both through lines of credit, about $2 million have been disbursed. We hope to be able to disburse a new $2 million. We're just looking at the right arrangements right now, but also supplying inputs like chicken, like seedlings in key cultures, including cocoa.
And what about the family farming? Are you also helping the Angola government with that?
Yes, we want to. We need to create an environment for small producers to be able to grow and to be able to adopt increasingly competitive farming practices. So one way to do that is to support, which is what we're doing in Cabinda, to support the government approach, which uses what they called field farming schools, which are opportunities for small farmers to improve their techniques and to learn new methods of cultivation that are more productive. As well, we are supporting distribution of inputs, mechanized, small mechanized inputs, as well as fertilizer and seeds. The other way to support farmers is obviously by densifying the road network so that they have a better access, and that's also an important part of our investment, especially looking at tertiary roads. But we are particularly interested in making sure that farmers really have access to markets, and to do that you need to work with larger agro-dealers and agro-producers who are willing to work with smaller farmers to support them with finance and technical assistance, and sort of slowly bring them up to a commercial level. Let me just add as a last point that we also have an initiative called technology, transformative technology for Africa, that wants to bring across different countries proven technologies in agriculture and increase productivity.
What are the main expectations of the program you have been carrying out in Angola?
Well, the overall program, we hope that we can contribute to the economic diversification of the economy. Angola had a fairly monolithic economic structure, very dependent on oil. In the past 5 or 6 years, we've seen some very interesting green shoots of diversification, especially when one look at the starting point. We would like to continue this process and to continue this process in a way that is inclusive, and so create and generate wealth in a diffuse manner, and especially for the most vulnerable groups and for women. We would like to see an economy that is more and more driven by a diverse private sector, that is independent and doesn't depend on government contracts and tenders. And we would like increasingly to see Angola be a player in the region in terms of being a logistical hub, an energy hub. Angola has an enormous potential for energy energy production. And it can hugely contribute to the decarbonization of the SADC region using its enormous investment in hydro energies that could really make a difference in countries that are energy poor like South Africa or other neighbors.
How do you think the government is doing in terms of economy diversification?
Well, as I said, it's going to be a very long process, but I'm frankly quite satisfied and quite impressed with the decisiveness that the government has put. Certainly its strategic plans are very clear. They are about maintaining oil production, because obviously it will remain a source of revenues, but using that revenues to invest in the rest of the economy. Agriculture is a very high priority for the government, and we are seeing the private sector beginning to respond. The indigenous private sector is responding by moving capitals from, for example, the construction sector and the oil sector into agriculture. Perhaps the next phase now would be to try and accelerate and facilitate foreign direct investment as well, so that you bring in also expertise and companies that have been doing agriculture and agribusiness in other countries successful, and so you try and sort of grow by also imitating and acquiring their technologies and their expertise. So all in all, if one looks at, if one takes the long view of development, we really think that Angola has made some fairly significant steps forward in economic diversification, despite a very difficult external environment when we talk about COVID and a certain degree of uncertainty in global markets and from a geopolitical point of view.
What are IFDB forecast and perspectives on the growth of the Angolan economy for this year?
Well, this year we see a relatively modest growth, probably in or about or below 3%, and we see a gradual pickup going forward around 4%. Obviously, that will very much depend on the oil sector, which remains fairly significant in the Angolan economy. This year is going to be still a fairly difficult year for the public budget. It's going to be quite tight. Angola has to deal with significant high levels of debt inherited from the past, but it's been dealing with the challenge relatively well. Has moved quite aggressively in trying to shift the debt structure, the public debt structure, in a way that reduces financing costs, that reduces the burden for the new generation of servicing that debt, while trying to increase the level of investment in the economy. Repayment of debt remains high this year, so that will be still a fairly tight, fairly difficult year for the national budget. But we see a loosening of the conditions going forward in 2025-2026.
As a diplomat, how do you look at the decision of the Angolan government for waiving visas for citizens from 98 countries?
Well, I think it's frankly overdue. I think the African continent needs to integrate. It suffers from colonial borders. It is, there are no borders that reflect economic structure or geographical structure or population. So it's extremely important that Angola, with the rest of the continent, but Angola can be really a leader in this, drives the economic integration. I mean, the African Continental Free Trade Area is probably the most important public policy initiative of the past 20 years, and that comes with freedom of circulation of people. The more people, the more brains you bring in, the more skills you bring in, and the more the country can grow. So very much welcome, especially for African nationals, but also from other nationalities. It's a very important part of the business environment and of the attraction of investment. If you make it hard, and for tourism, if you make it hard for people to get a visa, you really disincentivize people from coming here. We look at the successful countries, we look at Mauritius, we look at Rwanda, they have a very flexible visa regime.
Do you think more firms, more companies will be coming to Angola because of this measure of the government?
It will make it easier, undoubtedly. You know, the investment decision is always a combination of factors. So you need to certainly work on investing in human capital as well. Companies, investors want a well-educated population. There's certainly, in some areas, certainly more work to be done in terms of the supply of energy, access to infrastructure, and most importantly, some aspects of the public bureaucracy as it concerns, you know, registration of companies, but also smaller administrative issues that can be very complicated, like, you know, obtaining documents, registering a car, that can be harder in Angola than in other countries, and that's something that is easy to fix. So congratulations to the government for addressing the visa situation. I think that was long overdue, but there is more to do, and we very much want to work with the country to make it easier for people to do business and to become more prosperous.
And our last question now. How do you look at the country in the last 22 years of peace and national reconciliation?
Well, it's certainly a positive story. I think if one looks back at the early year of independence, perhaps one would have wished that Angola had had a development strategy less based uniquely on oil. It has to be said that probably in the early days of independence, it still didn't have that international support that it's managed to create around itself in recent years. And so, you know, somehow the options for the country were more limited, and oil provided an easy way out at the time. Which unfortunately might have created problems down the line. But, you know, all in all, if we look at Angola today, what is Angola today compared to the horrors of one of the worst civil wars in the African continent, one has to celebrate the achievements of the country. There's no space for complacency. There's a lot more that needs to be done. We want to work to help achieve this and achieve a more prosperous and inclusive Angola, but certainly is one of the most pleasant and beautiful countries in the African continent. So congratulations to Angola and to the Angolans.
All right, Mr. Toigo, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
That's all for Markets and Businesses. Thank you very much for listening, and it's been brought to you by Antonio Caetano, who is the sound operator, and I'm Carlo Giulio, your host. Thanks for listening.
Market and Businesses, the developments of our economy.
Your business grows further on the RNA International than advertised yet. It's easy. Visit www.rna.ao. You'll just win.
Music.
Guys, so that was the great voice of Feliciana with the title Avera Sinais. You know, okay, we will still be listening to some more music. You know, we've been listening to the to a magazine, Markets and Business, that's been brought to us by our colleague Carlos Julio, and then we've been listening to this amazing great voice of Feliciana. But of course, let's stay a little bit more in the company of some more music. This is Thursday, so let's entertain a little bit more, let's enjoy a little bit more, to liven up a little bit more our Thursday. So stay with some more music, and after that, we'll be back to offer you guys much more. Please bring in, give us more music.
Thank you. Essa paixão não me deixou com nada. Só fiquei aqui com muita mágoa, com muita mágoa.
Aquele amor por mim sempre foi falso, sempre foi dado. Aquele amor por mim sempre foi falso, sempre foi dado.
E não vai fazer sentido.
Quero que saibas que eu sempre te amei. Todas as promessas foram sinceras. Eu dei tudo de mim, mas também você não ajudou. Quando precisei, você não estava. Quando eu chorei, você não estava. Quero que saibas que essa dor me queima por dentro. Dói.
Meu coração chorou e tu não estavas. Precisei do teu amor e tu não estavas. Agora saiba que essa dor me leva ao tormento. Dói.
Na, 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 na.
Você me prometeu que serias fiel. E no meu dedo sim, porias um anel.
An international knock connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola you learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.au. Global connection.
Your love's useless. So that was the musical Selma Rivas featuring Matias Damasio. You know, apparently it's a hat woman, you know, she's hurt and, you know, the guy been, like, doing some promises and having honor, but he said, you know, his words, so she's, like, kind of hurt. Basically, that I'm kind of just joking with you guys, just for you to have a little idea what the music says. So, we've been listening to this great music of Thelma Ribas, as well to the great voice of Thelma Lee, Miss Thelma Lee. So, dear listener, we almost, like, in 2 minutes, we'll be entering our second hour. Yes, almost in 2 minutes, we'll be entering our second hour. So, it's time now for us to be in the company of our magazine, Portal Angola. So, stay in the company of Portal Angola. And then, of course, after that, we'll be back, of course, to offer much more, because you guys deserve much more, and not only much more, but the best. You guys deserve the best, the excellence. So keep now the company of Portal Angola. And let me then remind you, if you are, if you have the intention, like if you want to advertise a business or company, for example, you have a business or company and you wanted to advertise it with us, you want your business or company to be nationally known, you know, the entire country like to know about your company or know about your business, or even internationally, because, like, you know, the entire world listens to ours, because we are the RNA International, so we go through the borders, like, beyond the borders. So, if you have this intention to advertise a business with us, dear listeners on the other side, you can contact us through our website, that is www.rna.al. We're the RNA International, trust me, yes, with the RNA International, your business and companies goes further, so do not hesitate and advertise now your business with us. The time is for us to be the company of our magazine, Portal Angola. And of course, after that, your girl, Nazia, will be back to offer you guys much more good music.
Portal Angola, meet the people in their places. We will talk throughout our country.
Here to the international channel, service in English, we will report the municipality of Xinhua with many natural resources. The region has a rich hydrographic basin which feeds the river of the province of Huambo, such as the Cuxi and Cutato dos Bangalas, where river fishing is practiced, and also has several imbalas and villages. Let's go to the best of the good music that the region offers.